Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Radford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Wall Street Journal with an interesting dynamic playing out here amongst undecided voters, and how that small little sliver of the population is getting smaller and smaller by the day, which I do think is important. Also, Kamala Harris and not giving any interviews. The New York Times with a column on "What don't you understand? Any questions?" is basically what they are asking. And I'm going to go into the mindset of why I think, from a Democrat standpoint, they are doing this, and when you can expect to see her actually give a press conference. And it'll all come full circle back to the big take, and we'll get to that here in just a couple of minutes. But 855-839-1210. Let me grab Ed in Delran, who sat through, and I just got my call screener up, and looks like Ed's been on hold since the cut sheet started.
Aww.
Ed, I'm sorry about that. I just saw you now. Good morning. How are you? He's been on hold for so long, he forgot.
Yeah.
He's gone. All right.
Is he sleeping?
Ed, are you there?
He probably has his phone to the side.
Yeah, he's gone. Sorry about that, Ed.
Aww.
I was having call screener issues. So if anybody else was on hold that I didn't notice for the last hour, I apologize. I was not trying to not take your call. All right, so that's that. Let me get to this, though. I do want to pass this information along, because I think this kind of highlights just how, you know, and we look at it at such a micro level, right? We don't leave any demographic unaccounted for when we're looking at, you know, where can Trump try to gain a little bit here and trim off a little bit there. And the undecided voter is interesting. And I did not know this until I saw this from the Wall Street Journal. But that pool is rapidly shrinking. And they write the following, and I think this matters. After months of apathy, voters are coming off of the sidelines in significant numbers and committing to one party or the other, leaving former President Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris to compete for a shrinking pool of undecided Americans, in many cases, the hardest voters to reach. Most voters, according to the Wall Street Journal, quote, tend to come home to the party that they usually favor by the end of a campaign. And as we round back after Labor Day in September, we will be nearing the end of this campaign. But the turbulent events of the past month have sped up the process. The attempt on Trump's life, President Biden's withdrawal from the race, and the selection of vice presidents have energized core voters within each party and helped erase Trump's previous lead. Now the two campaigns face a different challenge. The election will be decided by a small set of voters who will be tougher to persuade, as they haven't yet tuned into the campaign or still don't like what they've seen from either candidate. 6 weeks ago, Wall Street Journal polling found that 28% of voters were up for grabs. Now, that's way higher than I ever would have imagined. That's almost 3 out of every 10. And they were not fully committed to any candidate. By late last month, so we're just talking 12, 13 days ago, only 15% were up for grabs, a sign that many voters had settled on their choices. So now, if you were to fast forward and project and extrapolate moving forward, that might be 12%, 10%, or maybe even single digits. So that's why I gave the big take late last week on trying to turn the momentum and swing the tide back in Trump's favor. And now you're going to have this week will go by, and, you know, Trump's got one moment this week, in my opinion, right? He's got Elon Musk tonight on X, which we'll have our big take on that tomorrow. And then next week, all eyes are going to be on the DNC. It's almost like if Trump's going to take a vacation, and I know he's not going to take a vacation because the man never sleeps, but if you're ever going to take a vacation, next week might be the week to do so. We've had some great ideas. Our buddy Marcus Aurelius tweeted us on Friday saying Trump should do a rally right outside of Chicago and try to upstage the DNC. I think it makes a lot of sense. Do something to steal the spotlight.
He's got to do something.
I agree.
The whole thing now is that he's done like one campaign rally in like 2 weeks.
And maybe you hope.
He was in Bozeman, Montana over the weekend.
Which, by the way, just I was going to mention that.
You know why, though?
Why is that?
Why was he in Montana?
You tell me. I don't know.
Because the Senate race is going to flip.
Okay.
And it's a Navy SEAL who's an outsider and a conservative who is going to win. And it's so John Tester, the incumbent, the Democrat, is going to lose.
So this is all in hopes of maintaining the House, flipping the Senate blue to red, and then you control at least 2/3, if not all 3, if he wins.
Yeah, I mean, I think what Trump is, you know, the point he's making here is to say, hey, you know, you think about the Senate, he is hoping for the trifecta. He's saying we can win the Senate, we got to hold the House, and we can win the White House.
Yeah, it's interesting. The last poll I saw, at least for the two chambers, was a flip. They had, again, it's polls, take it for what it's worth. They had the House flipping blue and Senate flipping from blue to red. Now, I mean, look, I don't think it's a silver lining, but in the event Trump loses, sure would be nice for Republicans to control the House and the Senate if you're looking for a worst-case scenario. 855-839-1210. All right, let's get to the news around number 4 at 9:03. Time for Dawn Stensland's Big 3 at 9.
It's the Big 3 at 9 on Kale & Company.
And we are sponsored by Discover Lancaster this morning in Kale & Company. The Big Three. You know, I have to mention this because you're going to hear this throughout the day with the media pushing the fact that today is August 12th and taking us back to this day in history when a driver, and this was a tragedy, struck during rallies, riots, and you know, the situation there in Charlottesville. But this was a driver speeding into the crowd of people who were protesting, and it was the Virginia college town of Charlottesville, killing 32-year-old Heather Heyer, injuring more than a dozen others.
Mm-hmm.
So on this day, it was 2017,
yep.
August 12th.
Mm-hmm. You know that'll be right out there, front and center.
Well, I will
Although
say...
Although I haven't seen it on Fox, for whatever that's worth, this morning, but...
Yeah, it'll be all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing it on so-called mainstream media.
Okay.
But I'll point out to you that earlier this summer, in late June, finally Snopes came out and said, no, Trump never said that the neo-Nazis and the white supremacists were very fine people.
Right, right. Good fact-checking by them.
Well, how many years later? That was 2017.
Oh, I know.
Finally,
yeah, yeah.
They finally came out and said, yeah, he never said that.
Right. Well, at least it's in an election year, and maybe people will actually see that, yeah. Although I doubt it.
So just in case somebody brings up Charlottesville, just... please remind them that all the fact check sites did finally come out this summer, fairly recently, and say, no, he never actually said that.
Yep.
On a brighter note, there will be 10 o'clock this morning, this, if you keep your eyes to the skies, colorful display starting out the mid-morning, courtesy of the Italian Air Force. The famous, and I'm going to blow this one, but it's Frecce Tricolore flying over the city in a 10-jet formation, signature red, white, and green smoke trails. The flyover scheduled for 10 o'clock this morning. Northeast Philadelphia is where it starts. They travel south to the Ben Franklin Bridge.
Okay.
So it's pretty cool, and I can't wait to see this. The Precision team, by the way, just put on a show at the New York International Air Show, and their next stop for an air show is Ocean City, Maryland.
Oh.
That'll be August 24th.
That's right. It's that time of year. I'm a big fan of the air shows.
Me too.
Yeah, I went to one at the Jersey Shore when I was younger. I think it was like 11 or 12. They're a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
if you like that kind of thing.
And speaking of the Jersey Shore, this is an end to an era. We talked about this as a family over the weekend. In Ocean City, on the Ocean City Boardwalk, the iconic Gillian's Wonderland Pier, locally renowned amusement park. I mean, I think every one of us, you have memories either as a child, for me, as a mom, all the videos and pictures of my boys, you know, in the tilt-a-whirl and mm-hmm. the fire trucks and the planes.
Yeah.
They're closing after 94 years. Though patrons with tickets, you still do have a few months to hop on the giant wheel before they close. So Wonderland Pier.
Oh.
It's sad.
Yeah. Although I tell you, the tilt-a-whirl always makes me a little queasy.
Yeah,
I can never do the tilt-a-whirl. I'm the worst guy you ever want to take to an amusement park. I'm scared of heights, so roller coasters are out. And I can't do the quick motions that whip you around in a circle because I get ready to blow chunks.
Really?
Yeah. So you want me to win you like a stuffed animal by shooting baskets or, you know, popping a balloon with a water gun? I can do that. But other than that, I got nothing.
Greg, how about you? Are you the... Who is...
My wife does the rides.
See, me too.
Yeah, my wife does the rides. I can't handle
it. So all three of us are scared of heights?
No. I'm with the wives.
Oh. Who,
maybe it's a woman thing. I don't know. I love roller coasters.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. The higher, the faster.
Doesn't bother you?
No. No. I love it.
You go like hands up,
oh, yeah.
yelling and screaming?
Oh, yeah.
Smiling for the camera? Do you buy the photo afterwards for $35?
Of course. Gotta have the iconic photo. I mean, not that you have any wild, obviously. We don't have, at Wonderland Pier, I mean, these are the kiddie rides.
Yeah.
So I hope that, you know, for Greg, with you and Dylan, you guys got to, if you don't have the videos or pictures,
mm-hmm.
it's 94 years they've been in business, and it really was that with the high interest rates, Bidenomics.
Right. I love the bumper cars. I'm a bumper car guy. You can get me on bumper cars.
So much
cars.
Fun.
You know what I also like on the boardwalk? I'm guessing they still have them. I haven't gone to the shore in, my God, it has to be 7 years.
You gotta take the girl.
I know. But being down in Tennessee, we just did a lot of lake stuff and the pandemic. The only time I've been to the shore in the last 4 years was when my sister got married in Florida. But the last time I went to the shore, and I'm guessing they still have them, the old time photos. They still do that
where you dress up
like it's 1910?
Yeah, they have that in Ocean City.
I love that. You ought to see me with like a musket and a top hat. I come
That's
off well.
A hoot.
Yeah. Empty bottle of Jack.
See, we should do us.
Oh, could you imagine
that? Wouldn't that be funny?
Yeah. It'd be like a new Kale and Company
like
picture.
Have a gun. Do they have the guns, though? I don't know if they allow that because it's Jersey after
all.
Well,
that's true, yeah. might be a 10-year mandatory minimum.
Exactly. But get down to Gillings. I think that they're closing in October, and so you have until October because you know how they always say the tickets, once you buy them, you know, they're good
mm-hmm.
for life.
Yeah.
But at this point, after 94 years.
Yeah.
And I don't know what's going to go there. They're saying condos. Will it be a hotel? What's going to happen? But big news, obviously. So Discover Lancaster is our sponsor this morning. Discover more of Lancaster this week. Head to Lancaster County. Enjoy the fresh air. Learn about the Amish culture. Just a 90-minute drive from Philadelphia. Visit discoverlancaster.com. Plan your getaway. Plan your getaway. Discover Lancaster. Thank you for sponsoring our Big Three here on Kale & Company.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much. Our morning mystery movie clip is coming up in just about 10 minutes. And also, don't forget voicemails. They're coming in hot and heavy.
Yeah.
How do we get those voicemails, Stalker?
Well, what you do is, if you're listening on the Odyssey app, which many of you are, please hit the microphone button that's on the 1210 page or whatever it is, screen that you're listening to us on, and leave us a voice message.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people reacting to Dawn's slip
Uh-oh.
Of the tongue. So.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we should start selling T-shirts, but what do I know?
Yeah.
855-839-1210. Let's try Ed again in Delran. Ed, you're back on Talk Radio 1210. Go ahead, buddy. It's twice Ed's
on. Oh, no.
Ed, you don't get
Where
a third shot.
Where is he?
Hey, you know, he's usually a dependable caller.
Yeah.
Calls every single day.
Something might be wrong with the phone lines.
Oh, our phone lines.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very rare for Ed not to.
Could this be a hack by Iran?
Maybe.
Just like they were messing with your mic earlier.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, we'll touch on that story. But I do think this is interesting coming out of the New York Times. Kamala Harris isn't giving any interviews. Any questions? That is the headline. And they point out a couple of quotes from David Axelrod. And when we look at the Democrats from time to time, we usually either look at David Axelrod or James Carville. Which, by the way, Carville went on another bender, maybe literally and figuratively, where he was just going off on a podcast about the whole Tampon Tim thing. But Axelrod, who's a more measured guy and doesn't curse on podcasts, he's the architect of the former winning campaign for Barack Obama, said that he believes Harris, who on Thursday of last week said she agreed to a primetime debate with former President Donald Trump on September 10th, is trying to strike a balance. Quote, this has been a whirlwind few weeks, and right now, rally speeches are working really well. So she's riding that wave. But I'm sure they know that. In addition, presidential races impose a series of tests, including debates and unscripted interactions with voters and media by which people come to know you. There is time, and I'm sure that she will get there. Speaking of Carville, Carville says, quote, where is it written that you have to sit down for a press interview? They've had to pick a vice president, plan a convention, move around, do this, do that, and she's already agreed to a debate. So if we're thinking about the Kamala Harris timeline, this is what I think is going to play out. July 21st, the day of the bike ride, Sunday, Joe bows out around 1:30, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Then we get Kamala. She gets installed, officially gets the nominees from the delegates. She's in, right? Then she selects, well, she gives a few speeches, you know, these little rallies. She selects Tim Walz. She's done rallies in Atlanta, in Detroit, in Nevada, and a few other places, Eau Claire, Wisconsin. And she's basically had a copy and paste speech every step of the way. She has told Donald Trump and Republicans, I will debate you on September 10th on ABC. Trump is trying to get the Fox debate on September 4th and then also an NBC debate on September 25th. And if you're the Harris team right now and all you can judge is polls, social media vibes. There's another column out from the Associated Press is a total disgrace these days, saying that the moods are completely different. The mood of Harris is uplifting and the Trump mood is too negative with its connotation. Okay. But the reality is one had results and one didn't. So if you want to fall for moods, knock yourself out. But what I think is going to happen here, here's the way I think this will play out. She will have the convention next week, August 19th through the 22nd. And then you are going to have the debate on September 10th. So I think there will be one mainstream media interview between August 23rd and post Labor Day. So let me look at the calendar here based on the Kale and Company Labor Day vacation schedule. My guess, if I had to look at it calendar-wise, so Labor Day weekend is August 31st and September 1st.
Yep.
Labor Day is the 2nd.
Yep.
Kamala Harris will give a interview to a George Stephanopoulos or Kristen Welker or somebody of that ilk either the week of Monday, August 26th, through Thursday, August 29th, before people check out for Labor Day, or it will come Tuesday, September 3rd through Thursday, September 5th, with the debate scheduled on Tuesday, September 10th.
Well, if she's following protocol from what Biden did, I remember Joe Biden gave his first interview to George Stephanopoulos over, that was 4th of July weekend, wasn't it? When nobody was paying attention.
Oh, that's true.
Wow. So I'm thinking it will be Labor Day weekend when nobody's paying attention.
But here's the thing. If nobody knows you, you don't want to do it at a time when nobody's listening to you.
No.
It's the opposite.
Yes. Really?
Yes. Yeah. It's the whole, it's basically the proverbial basement.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
again, all over again.
But I can understand Joe's motive because he's, floundering in the polls and he's on, life assistance at that point for July 4th. If Kamala, you're riding this high, don't you want to get out there and talk to people?
What did you just say? Talk?
Well, that's a weak spot.
Talk?
Sure. Right. No, I get it. But
all she has to do is open her mouth, and it's going to be a disaster.
Yep.
Even with a Dana Bash or Steph, they're not going to do anything to try to, they're not going to J.D. Vance her.
Doesn't matter.
Think about the Stephanopoulos interview with Biden. Did that do him any favors? I was off, so you guys talked about it, but mm-hmm. I'm sure it was, it was a terrible interview.
And it feels like 2 years ago.
Yeah, so that was on July 5th, the Friday after the 4th of July. Like, are you kidding me? She's going to bury this. She's going to bury this in a Labor Day weekend dump.
Because she is, here's the thing. They can have, apparently they have all hands on deck. They have the whole Democrat Party machine. They have,
yeah.
They've got their ducks in a row, the whole thing. It doesn't matter.
So you can
when she opens her mouth and does that thing you just said,
yeah.
that four-letter word talk.
Right.
Different, that's what they
different,
don't want
a,
her
a
to
different,
do.
A different T-word. A
different T-word than right. I said earlier. Sorry about that.
So you really think they would want to roll out on Sunday, September 1st, a Sunday morning recorded sit-down interview as everybody's mm-hmm. driving home from the shore?
Yep, bury it.
Yep.
Bingo.
Yep.
Because she's going to say something. She's going to say something that is
dumb.
Either, well, it
contradicts her past stances.
When she speaks, she just sounds like she's apathetic. She's in a bubble. She doesn't really understand the issue.
But we are of the belief she's speaking differently at these rallies, right?
It's
a different Harris, right? And this is not to say she's remotely qualified, but she's giving off this aura of confidence.
Yes, because
whether or not it's real or not is totally a different story.
But it's all, she's fantastic at a rally, impromptu, and they've said, hey, if there's a heckler, say this. Hey, if there's, you know, here are the talking points. Here's the script.
Mm-hmm.
So she's good at prompter, following the script or following the prompts that they've given her. She's good at that.
Yeah.
For sure. But when she's in a sit-down interview and she has to react and think about, you know, the serious issues. I mean, right now we're expecting some more economic news, some more reports. We're thinking about the economy. Well, I mean, here you have on Trump on one hand. I mean, he could go through when he talks about the economy. He can talk about, like, you play the soundbite of him saying, hey, we're not going to tax your tips and we're not going to tax your Social Security. But he's also going to go through exactly how to bring back peace and prosperity. We know that he can. He does a great job with Bibi Netanyahu in the Middle East. He could go off on that and talk about Ukraine. He could, you know what I mean? He can bah, 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 bah. He can mm-hmm. rattle off not just about the issue and explaining it,
yeah.
but how he can fix it and, yeah. and get her done.
Mm-hmm.
She cannot. She's not capable of doing that.
I agree. 855-839-1210 is the phone number. 9 o'clock hour brought to you by Piazza Auto Group, where you can explore the most desirable luxury SUVs with the Range Rover, Discovery, and Defender models. I've driven that beautiful white Defender. Man, that thing's a tank. You can take that over to Gaza right now. Find the Land Rover that's perfect for you with our latest special offers and visit Land Rover Westchester, Willow Grove, or Wilmington for a personalized test drive. Visit them at PiazzaAutoGroup.com for more information.
Tired of your old kitchen or that outdated bathroom? You need to give my friends at Kitchen Magic a call, and they offer no shortage of solutions for any room in your home. With a new vanity, and what about a tub shower conversion? You are going to love that new bathroom. Plus, Kitchen Magic offers an industry-leading warranty. Plus, Kitchen Magic is a 10-year recipient of the Lehigh Valley's top workplaces. Local employer, great people. They do great work. Right now, Kitchen Magic offering 12 months, no payments, no interest financing, plus 10% off your remodel. So get your free in-home consultation today. Go to kitchenmagic.com. Look at some of their work. Look at the before and after photos. Kitchenmagic.com. Put this on the calendar so that you get your free in-home consultation. Kitchenmagic.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Let's find out what Stocker still has left to get to. It's What's on the Cut Sheet, part two.
What's on the Cut Sheet?
I do. And What's on the Cut Sheet, part two is sponsored by Wawa. Wawa has Southwest flavors like the roasted chicken fajita veggie quesadilla.
Damn.
Or the beef steak burrito with salsa roja.
Oh.
Try a burrito, bowl, or quesadilla and build it just how you like it. Gotta have a Wawa.
I'll take one of each, sir.
Starting. So, I don't know if you guys saw this, but tech giants, under a new bill in the UK, will be forced to ban fake news.
I saw this. There's a lot of bans in the news for a lot of different categories in multiple countries.
Yeah.
I'm smelling like a Wednesday big take on that, personally.
So they are there. This is scary stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, this all stems from what's, there's a lot of unrest happening right now. There's a lot of riots, and, you know, we played a clip from Sky News last week where this poor reporter was being, like,
targeted by ISIS, right?
Well, they were being surrounded by people saying free Palestine, all that nonsense. Allegedly, this whole uprising started with something that happened on social media that may or may not have been true, but you know that's kind of what brought everything to the attention here of the local police, or the Metropolitan Police is what they call them there.
Okay.
This is Metropolitan Police Commissioner Mark Rowley threatening to extradite and imprison American citizens over online posts. This is courtesy of Sky. This is Sky News. Cut 19, Phil, go.
We will throw the full force of the law at people.
Lower.
And whether you're in this country committing crimes on the streets or committing crimes from further afield online, we will come after you.
Wow.
Talk to me about that, because we have seen some high-profile figures whipping up the hatred. You talked about it in there with the officers, in fact, about this being added to by online commentary. I mean, I'm even thinking of the likes of Elon Musk getting involved. What are you considering when it comes to dealing with people who are whipping up this kind of behaviour from behind a keyboard, maybe in a different country?
Being a keyboard warrior does not make you safe from the law.
Wow.
You can be guilty of offences of incitement, of stirring up racial hatred. There are numerous terrorist offences regarding the sort of publishing of material. All of those offences are in play if people are provoking hatred and violence on the streets, and we'll come after those individuals just as we will physically confront on the streets the thugs and the yobs who are causing the problems for communities.
So take that, Twitter tough guy. Consequences for your actions. Not sure how that's going to fly in America when the government tries to come after you because you have this thing called the First Amendment. So let me ask you this. So this is a perfect question for you, Stalker, because it's two things that you adamantly vocalize routinely on this show.
Yeah.
You're a free speech absolutist.
Absolutely.
But you're also somebody that says not everything should be on Twitter, and can we stop getting our news from Twitter?
Well, he was trying to shut down my free speech earlier this morning.
I do agree with that, that I think that it is that people need to be held accountable. Let me just say this, accountable for what they say online. Mm-hmm. However, to make it illegal,
right,
and to extradite American citizens, like no.
This is not going to
You know, you can say any hideous thing you want online, uh-huh, and there should be consequences, but not make it illegal.
Yeah,
like, are you effing kidding me?
And this is what kind of scares me.
That's how you cursed on. You say the first letter, people know what you're talking about. You don't need to spell it out for them.
This what scares you? Not only nationwide, but globally. You're seeing these uprisings, right? We talked about what happened in Venezuela with that election. Now you're talking about these riots in the UK. But you notice it only seems to stem from X or the free speech platforms. We never saw this sort of governmental flexing, you know, on Facebook and Instagram. Ask yourself, why is that? You know, it seems to me, again, another attempt to create one lane of speech and a one-way school of thought. Yep. Dissenting views will not be tolerated. That's the scary part.
It's a scary thing, and we need to keep our eye on this, because as we see what happens over, you know, across the pond, as they say, eventually makes its way here.
Yeah.
So just keep an eye on this story. Don't sleep on this story.
You know, that's, we're in a really bad spot in Pennsylvania. Things work their way from right to left from Europe. And then we're also in a bad spot because idiotic policies start in California and work their way east, left to right.
Yeah.
Another reason why we need to leave Pennsylvania.
All right, 9:42. You know what that means, Nick Cale.
Oh, yeah. Let's get to the voicemails, baby.
Hey, where the hell were you on Friday? I tuned in the show. It's just Sean and Don. I mean, the show is kind of good and all, but I assume you guys are making some kind of paycheck. So where the hell were you on a Friday? Come on now. He's not this Zeolio guy. Get the heck in there and work, all right?
All right, Carville.
Jeez.
Oh, yeah, James Carville checking in after a few whiskeys doing his podcast.
Hey, talk to you later.
Oh, there he is. He's still talking. I didn't even realize he was still chatting.
By the way,
Zeoli texted me. He goes, "What, are you taking a page out of my playbook? You off today?" I had to do the orthodontic thing with the daughter.
The daughter.
Good morning. This is Kathy in Glen Mills. I've been listening to 1210 since the 1990s.
Wow.
This is a great lineup.
Thank you.
But my one complaint is that I watch you on YouTube.
Thank you, Kathy.
And I would love to see Dawn have a better angle on her picture.
Well, we haven't.
We're always looking at the top of her head.
Wow.
She's beautiful.
Well, that's where the wisdom comes from. Yeah.
We featured Dawn's brain.
So let me just.
Well, they did that. They tried to back off a little bit.
Yeah, it's not easy to do because of where your computer is located. I had a complete tech conversation with them. So what we need to do is actually kind of Phil needs to zoom out on you a little bit, and then we can, you know, rearrange. But
yeah.
There you go.
Well, you know what we could do? I mean, since this show is just going up, away every month. You know, we get like, you know, some radio stations have like a TV simulcast. Yeah. Maybe one day we'll be simulcasted on television. They'll build us like a real TV studio, but we'll still do the radio show.
Yeah, that ain't happening.
That would be really cool.
That ain't happening.
I mean, what's Channel 6 airing these days at this time?
You could go from my house.
Bunch of junk.
Yeah. Go from my house.
I think Walls will prove to be the worst VP choice since Tom Eagleton. Trump didn't do a great job with J.D. Vance, but this guy, Tim Walz, I can't understand what they were thinking, but hey, maybe they know things that we don't know. But Shapiro seemed like the move. Have a good day.
Thank you, too. You too.
So I would disagree with a couple of things there. One, I think J.D., Tim Walz is not the worst vice president since whoever he mentioned.
Tom Eagleton.
Tim, I got all these names mixed up now. Tim Walz, I'm having like a Tony Bruno moment here. Tim Walz is the worst vice president since Kamala Harris. Right? Did we just forget that Kamala is the vice president? And secondly, I would defend, J.D. Vance has been fine. My whole thing with Vance not being my top of the list guy was I don't think he brings anything else to the table in a demographic that you need, which is why I was interested in Tulsi Gabbard or Byron Donalds or Vivek Ramaswamy. There's nothing wrong with Vance, and the way he handled yesterday was brilliant. I just thought you could have, if you're looking to soften with women, I think that's one of the reasons why Dawn mentioned Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
By the way, Nick, since there was life before you were born, Tom Eagleton was the running mate of McGovern. George McGovern in 1972, I guess it was. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we don't acknowledge that.
Lasted 18 days.
We call that the pre-Kale days.
They got, it lasted 18 days. Yeah, exactly.
This is Randy in North Carolina again. Pretty sure I just heard you say something on the radio there that you weren't supposed to say. If you could just kind of clean it up a little bit. I live in a good Christian household here. And I was a little bit offended by that. So,
yeah, there we go.
Just kind of knock it off there. But
sorry about that.
Still pretty hot.
Dawn, you better keep your mouth closed.
You know, it was just my grammar. I was saying the past tense of twit, like Twitter.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a past
tense. And by
tense,
the way,
past participle. Participle.
Yeah. When you leave voice messages, you can use your real voice, folks. We all don't need to sound like James Carver.
That's funny.
I kind of like it.
Yeah, it's funnier. Yeah.
Nobody's going to be able to dime you out.
By the way, my stepmother texted me and said that you were just using the British version.
Oh, that's
that
it.
Because
the British.
The Brits use it as like a non-offensive word.
Oh, they use it. But they use the C word.
No. That word in Britain is like a, you know, we sexualize it. They don't.
Oh.
True.
Pretend Aussie calling in.
Uh-oh.
I have to defend Dawn for that faux pas. She's been watching the Olympics, and I believe she was using the French word for two. T-W-O-T. Silent T. Thank you.
Twou.
Twois.
Trois. Je ne sais quoi.
By the way, if you tune in late, first of all, where have you been? Go back to about 8:30 this morning. And
no, don't.
Dawn, we could do this show for another 22 years, and God knows I hope to, because I told you 62 is my retirement date. Either that or I'll die at 60.
Yeah,
but either way, there's no way you're ever going to top that moment again.
Never.
Not in this time slot of 6 to 10. Never. Maybe from 10 to noon. But you that will go down. When they look back at the pantheon of 1210, the Mount Rushmore of this station's history, it'll be there in the first paragraph of the Wikipedia for the
Agreed.
Page.
Right.
Agreed. All right, one more.
Jamestown, New York. Steve here.
Hey, Steve-o.
Love your commentaries on just about everything you do.
Uh-oh.
But
keep us abreast of the Phillies up here. Okay, have a great day.
Do we not? I mean, every morning it's
every six. Every day it's
six. Six is six something. Yeah. We always get into the Phillies. So
they lost 3 out of 4. There's your update.
They're stinking right now, and they're going to play the Marlins starting tomorrow.
And then the Nationals.
That's so that's why God created football season.
They need to win. Yeah. All right.
We keep receipts. It was, I don't know what time it was exactly, but I gave that score 12-5.
Thank you.
We lost to the Arizona D-backs.
I really wish the Phillies would stop playing like a bunch of tees.
All right. If you left a message, trust me, we'll get to them. I'm still digging through from last couple of weeks. So
Wednesday.
If you haven't done so, hit the microphone button on the Odyssey app and leave us a voice message. We'll play it every day at 9:40 ish.
All right, we're gonna find out what's on tap for the Dawn Show. Let's see what we got. 11 minutes out, Dawn.
Yeah, we're gonna cover everything breaking. We're watching the situation in the Middle East because the escalation. So we're expecting a couple of news conferences. Will Trump speak out about this today, before, obviously, with Elon Musk this evening? But we'll also locally talk to Beth Ann Rossica, and you know Beth Ann by now very well, Broad and Liberty. She's the education reporter, but she's somebody of suburban mom who used to be a Democrat, and it was during the pandemic that she started seeing things very differently, and now is someone who's such an important advocate for high quality education, transparency, and all of that. So really look forward to Beth Ann Rossica and lately going through all of her investigative reporting, what she's finding. So that, as well as Kamala Harris's Secret Service, what are they covering up now? So we'll go on the Kamala Harris. Oh, we'll go down a little road with Kamala. Kamala.
Yeah, the Yellow Brick Road. There you go. All right. Let's. Greg's been playing lots of great songs today with a certain pattern. Let's see what exactly it means with Today in Music History.
What happened on this day in music history? Music history. Kaylin Company.
Today, August 12th, we celebrate the birthday of Mark Knopfler from Dire Straits, who's now 75. We also lost Les Paul on this day in 2009, and Richie Hayward from Little Feat in 2010. Single Lacoon Can't Get Enough by Bad Company in 74. Chances Are by Johnny Mathis in 57. The Day That Never Comes by Metallica in 2008. And Dancing in the Street by Mick Jagger and David Bowie in 1985. Albums include Always by Neil Young in 85. Motorhead's debut in 77. Metallica's Black album in 91, and Want You by Rough Cut in 86. Also, in 72, Alice Cooper is atop the UK album chart. In 67, Fleetwood Mac made their stage debut. Yes, 67. In 66, the Beatles began the US leg of their last tour. And in 94, Woodstock 94 began. But lastly, on this day in 84... Lionel Richie performed all night long at the closing ceremonies of the 84 games in L.A. I wonder if he'll do it again in 28. For Kaylin Company, I'm Phil Lundquist.
I'll tell you what, no matter how bad of a day I'm having, no matter how many rants and bad takes I've had, just hearing Phil's voice brightens my day.
Me too.
Today!
Me too.
Today!
All right, let's find out who won Twitter. Today!
Who won Twitter?
Secret P00 on Twitter. He says, hearing Dawn curse after hearing her use words like snippity snip was a great moment. It's like seeing your child finally remove the training wheels from the bike and make it on their own.
It wasn't a curse. I can say something that I have.
Yeah, you had a Tim Scott moment. And Dawn roared today and told Nancy to get lost. All right, that'll do it for us. Stay tuned. The Dawn Show is up next. Enjoy Elon Musk and Donald Trump tonight on X at 8 o'clock, and we'll talk about it tomorrow morning at 6.
Good night, everybody.
Start your day with Kaylin Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.